Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 31st, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Quite clear this evening. There are streams of beautiful blue light coming down from directly over Our Lady's statue. Oh, they are magnificent. The whole sky is aglow now with these lights. I can see Our Lady now directly over her statue, but high in the sky. Our Lady looks tiny because she's coming in from a great distance. It's windy. Our Lady's skirt is blowing. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, Our Lady has on a long white gown. And she has slippers on her feet. They're more like sandals, with a golden ties about her ankle, and directly on the center of her instep, there is on each foot a small golden rosette, or a tiny rose. Oh, it's just beautiful. Our Lady's skirt is billowing. It's very loose and flowing, and she has a deep blue sash about her waist. Our Lady has a mantle. It's all white. It's such a pure white, it's difficult to look at it because of the reflection of the light that's coming out from, I can't explain it. The glow is coming out from within Our Lady, lighting up the whole area about her. Our Lady's mantle has a small, delicate edging around the edge of gold. I can see it's a metallic braided gold all about Our Lady's long mantle that covers her head completely and flows down over her shoulders and down to her feet. Our Lady is always very fully covered. Now, Our Lady is lifting her rosary from about her waist. Our Lady carries her beautiful rosary, the one with the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads are of white, but as Our Lady now is turning and looking about and taking them from about her waist, they seem to reflect the colors of the rainbow. I couldn't call them white now. I can't explain the colors because they're magnificent. They're all hues of pink and blue and purple. Oh, they're beautiful. Now, Our Lady is taking the crucifix of her rosary and extending it out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is placing the crucifix to her mouth. Now, Our Lady is placing the rosary in her left hand, and she's taking her first finger and touching her lips. My child, the trial was sent upon you. You were laid low for a reason. Because of the pressures of the work given in your mission in the past, my child, there was a time for a pause. A moment of recollection and meditation. As you hurry about, my child, your energies are expended and your human body must rest. My heart is torn because I have been throughout the earth crying to my children to awaken and see the evil that now is covering the earth. My child and my children, man can be wise but stupid. He goes forward scientifically searching for truth. And what is truth? Truth is my son. Trinidad the Father and the Spirit of Life. My children, your earth has evolved now into a state of immorality and sin, far worse than it was in the time of Noah. What can I say further to you, my children, but to counsel you and warn you that the Eternal Father is making ready a great trial for mankind. The heavens shall explode and roll back as a sheaf. Hearts shall stop in fear of what is to come upon mankind. This coming warning, my children, is minor in comparison to the chastisement, the great chastisement that shall then follow. Scoffers, go about your world, your earth, saying, and where is this promise of his coming? I say unto you, my children, as night turns into day, so shall my son return to stop the evil that now corrupts the souls of man. Scoffers, go about your world, neither caring nor searching for truth, casting aside the knowledge given him of the supernatural. He will have no defense to fight the supernatural. I repeat again, my children, what I have tried to tell mankind through countless visitations to your earth in the past, that Satan is now loosed upon your world. He walks the earth now. My child and my children, listen well as I repeat to you the meaning of 666. Six demons of special mission have been loosed upon earth. Lucifer and his cohort. Lucifer, Satan and his army, 666, demons, legions of demons from hell, entering into the bodies of any man, woman, or child who has fallen away. from the light. Sin is truly insanity, my children. Satan is the father of all liars, and deceiving spirits are now loosed upon your earth. Satan is a murderer and will promote murders far in excess of what has been seen in the past. I cry to you, my children, that immorality is the gauge, the measuring point for the fall of a nation. Your country, my children, the United States, has fallen to Satan. The great eagle has been plucked by sin. Corruption has entered into the highest places of your government and in my son's church. I say unto you, and I say this with counsel from high, the Lord High God in heaven, the Father of all creation, that as you sow, so shall you reap. My children, why did you avoid giving my counsel to the world? Oh, you of little faith in the high places of my son's house, his church, why did you not give my message to the world as I gave it to you? Pride and arrogance, that is why, my children, I counseled you in my visitation to the children at La Salette that unless you pray, Satan shall enter into the holy city of Rome, and Satan shall set himself beside my son's altar. Who cared to listen to my counsel? Pride! Man filled with pride. Pride is a major sin in the hearts of man. And pride always came before the fall. I counseled you at Fatima. And who gave my counsel to the world? Pride and arrogance anew. A secret was to be revealed. And who counseled and prepared the world for the onslaught of Satan into my son's house? No one! I say unto you, red hat, and purple hats, you hold a great responsibility for the fall of souls in my son's house. Shall you come before my son and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? No, I say unto you, from the torn heart of a mother, that you shall be cast out, cast into the fires of the abyss. My son shall spit you out of his realm, O you of little faith. You cast aside the counsel of your peers. You cast aside the counsel of the founding fathers of my son's church as he gave them to you. You'll build a new church of man. No angels help you cement that foundation, because my son is nowhere around. O ye of little faith, whatever shall become of you? My child and my children, do not be stricken of heart. My son is your confidence. My child, I counseled you in the past that only a few will be saved in the earth's majority. The wall of redemption has not been held back. It's heading to earth, my child. My voice has cried out for prayers, atonement, penance. How many have listened and acted upon my counsel? My children, parents, your hearts will be stricken because there will be division within the homes, father against son, mother against daughter. My children, the spirit of wickedness abounds in your country and in all the countries of earth now, as Satan is given his time to run about and gather his own. There are many armies from heaven now forming throughout your earth, my child and my children. It is the time of test for all. There will be a gradual separation of the sheep from the goats. Every man and woman and child of conscionable age shall be held accountable for his actions in these days, my children, these latter days. I must give you counsel on the state of your country as the evil forces gather for a major onslaught. Man, in his arrogance, in his turning from the light, is now allowing a monster to develop in your country, my child, and many countries throughout your world. For many years, this monster lay hidden in the guise of secret societies. My child and my children, the occult must be removed from your country. Neither shall it be condoned by your leaders, nor the parents permit this evil in your school system and medias. Your children are being programmed to kill. Your children will be unrecognizable if you, as parents, do not act to stop this evil. Satan has an advantage, my children. He has convinced many that he is not there or around or even exists. He has convinced many that he is a myth. How clever he has been in his operation, my children. There is a time, my child and my children, when a little fear and caution is healthy. major fears are a tool of the devil himself. But you cannot be arrogant or prideful. You must be prudent also. My children, even in my son's priesthood, a man of a cloth can be wise and yet be stupid. My children, you will continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. The words from heaven will reach every corner of your world. And then, my children, shall come the end of time as you know it. All who are of well spirit will have nothing to fear. They will go through these difficult times with perseverance and hope. Whenever you feel doubt or anxiety, you will say quietly, "My Jesus, my confidence." I caution you all not to remove your sacramentals from about your person, your necks. There is reason for this. Satan will use every measure, every means available in human and supernatural intellect to take your guardians from you and expose you to fall to his cajolery. My children, I will be with you through these difficult times. My son shall return. The world will be restored as it was to be in the will of the eternal Father in heaven. However, what was to happen in the future will be now, my children. As bearers of the truth and light, you will all go forward with great strength and perseverance. Cast aside what is unimportant. Little irritations can drain the spirit, my children and my child. You must now know what is important in the mission, my child, and what is just Satan's manner to irritate and stop your work. There is a time when every man, woman, and child must meditate in private. My children, I will counsel you as I have counseled you in the past. I must also warn you so that you do not have any hindrance to your mission, that there will be many false prophets in the world. They can mislead many. Therefore, it would be best if you do not go about seeking the supernatural elsewhere. Our Lady is taking her rosary now from her left hand, and she's holding the crucifix up like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now over on the right side, directly over the banner, high in the sky, I see Michael. He's been there the whole time, but he's so immense that you don't notice him unless he turns and he has his, it's a long spear with a very sharp pointed hooks. And he's taking the spear and pointing over towards the trees there. They're over on our right. I don't know what he's doing, but he's pointing the sphere downward, and there's a shaft of light coming from the sphere down onto that area there. I don't know. I do sense something that Michael knows that I'm not sure of, though it does have an ominous look. Now, Michael is lifting the sphere up and returning it back to its original position there at his right side. Now, Our Lady is now, she's touching her finger to her lips. Oh, she's kissing the crucifix now on her rosary, like this. Now, Our Lady is going across the sky over by our left side. It's very, very windy because the wind is catching her garments, and, oh, they're very full. Our Lady has a lot of material in her skirt. Oh, now Our Lady is bending over. Now, Michael is coming across the sky, and behind him, I can see many, many figures of angels. They're just beautiful in all the colors of the rainbow. Their gowns are multicolored. But there is something happening, I don't know, at our right side, that they all are casting their eyes over to the right side. Now they're going, proceeding across the sky with Michael and Our Lady. Now Our Lady now is bending down like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is moving back, and she's now going up directly over her statue. And Our Lady now is also turning over to the left, her eyes over to the left. That would be our right side. Now she's touching her lips with the crucifix. My child, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. You will now take three photographs, my child, and you will understand the right side. All about the trees is forming a deep lighting effect of pink. It's a very warm look. There's no way I can really put it into words. The outline across the trees here, directly around Our Lady's statue, it's as though the trees themselves are giving off an illumination of pink, a beautiful pink color. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is like folding away, as though it's just opening from a center somewhere, and directly out of the center, I can see Jesus coming forward. He's like floating. He doesn't walk like you or I. I don't see his feet moving, but he's coming forward. He's carrying on the wind, it looks like, or I don't know how they transport from heaven that way. But it's real, Our Lady, oh, it comes through the same way. Our Lady is following Jesus. Oh, Jesus is coming now closer down by the statue. He's standing only a couple of feet above Our Lady's statue. Now, Jesus is looking to the right and the left, and Our Lady now is coming down. Our Lady is coming down now, and she's standing on the table, the pillow. Now she's taking her gown and pulling it closer to her feet. Now she's starting to rise. Oh, I see. Our Lady is standing above the flickering flames, right on the pillow. Oh, now Our Lady is smiling, and she's now motioning upward to Jesus. Now Jesus is placing his hand, his first finger, to his lips. My child, I understand your great concern when the forces of evil are planning an assault. However, you must understand, my child and my children, that no harm will come to the mission or the workers. I counsel you to follow the direction from heaven exactly as given. It is given for good reason. My child, in your mission, you will understand that discipline and obedience is asked for a great reason. You have a free will. And if you choose to use your own will, you will fall into error and must suffer a heavy penance. Therefore, my child, be most prudent and careful. I know the great trial this places upon you, my child, as you are not in real spirit a leader, but a follower. However, under my mother's direction, you must be a leader. You must also be stern at times with discipline. You will understand, my child, in time, the ways of Satan to cause confusion and terror in the heart of man. However, I have told you in the past, and I will tell you again, that this is truly a war of the spirits. The victory shall be with heaven. But the Eternal Father deems it necessary that this war continues for the separation of the sheep and the goats. It is the time planned by heaven for the great test to mankind. My children and my child, listen well to my mother's counsel and act upon it. The forces of evil are gathered now to do great battle with the children of God. My children, I only add this one part to the counsel of my mother, that you become aware of the existence of the supernatural upon earth. There are forces now loosed upon earth, unseen to your human eyes, unless it be deemed by heaven that you must see beyond the veil or see the supernatural for the propagation of the work and the mission from heaven. However, man must realize now that the world is in deep darkness of spirit, and a battle rages with mankind. The forces of hell now prevail against man and my church. However, the eventual victory shall be with heaven. There are secret societies now upon earth. They are all under the direction of Satan. I command you, as the Eternal Father commands you and the Spirit of Light, I command you as your God, that you shall not worship false idols and gods, such as gods of nature. I command you as your God to rid those who create the evil and the destruction of souls, to rid them from my house, my church. All that is rotten will fall. You leaders who carry my mark upon you as high priest in my house upon earth, you have fallen asleep. You have become many corruptors of souls. You have cast aside your mission as representatives of your God. You have given yourselves to the world becoming sensual, prideful, arrogant, and faithless. When I return, shall I find even a flicker of faith in your hearts? The vocations are nil, and why? Because the example is rotten. Tradition has been cast aside for modernism and humanism. The present leaders of my church, my house, in the city of Rome, in your arrogance, you have set up my church without honor, without holiness. In the name of peace and brotherhood, you have whittled away the foundation. I am the foundation. You must now rebuild my church, for a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. I say unto you, it is better that there are few with quality than quantity with nothingness. The red hats have fallen and the purple hats are being misled. I say unto you that Satan has entered into the holy city of Rome. You have been warned in the past by the descendants of Peter to guard my church from humanism, modernism, and Satanism. When the world and my church become as one, know that the end is at hand. Many of the descendants of Peter, men of knowledge and piety, gave you the reasons for shunning modernism and liberal attitudes. Many of those wearing the red hats have sold their souls to Satan to get to the head. There are now demons, doctrines of demons now spread throughout my house. Corruptors of souls. You call the truth, the supernatural, the existence of my prophets as myths. My children, recognize the forces of evil among you. You have no man that can save you when you come over the veil. You will stand before me, and I shall give you your just deserts. Shall you stand before me, O priests in my house, and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight, I shall cast you away as vermin, and I shall put you as spittle into the fires of the abyss where you belong. For you have prostituted my church. over anew. You sell me out? I say unto you, your father is Satan. You are liars. You are murderers. And now you bring the church of Satan within my portals. Worshippers of evil, lovers of false gods, my children, you are fast approaching a great warning and chastisement. Prepare your homes well. Prepare the souls of your children. Many shall be removed to save them. There will be many bitter tears and gnashing of teeth because of the woes set upon the earth by the evil one. Satan, the master of deceit, the corrupter of souls, now walks the earth. Lucifer and his legions of hell are loosed upon earth. I repeat, as my mother counseled you, in the past there were agents from hell upon earth, but Lucifer had been chained and now he is loosed. You cannot understand the plan from the beginning of your existence. It must all come to pass. The pages of your Bible must turn, but they are fast turning because man does nothing to stop them. The apocalypse is upon you. You must read the writings of John. Then you will understand. No man shall fall into hell unless he wills it. My children, if you do not take action now, you will find your world almost unrecognizable with destruction and murder. There is nothing that I can add to my mother's counsel at this time that will awaken you from your lethargy, your blindness of heart. As in the past, man never learns from his history. He repeats and repeats his errors to his own destruction. Your generation shall not pass before a great crucible of suffering cleanses you. My children, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. The words of warning from heaven shall reach every corner of the world, and then shall come the end. Many false prophets shall abound upon earth. Test the spirits, my children. Satan cannot remain hidden for long. My children, this is truly an hour of darkness. All who remain with my mother, who listen and act upon her counsel, shall be known as the light bearers for heaven. You cannot slacken in your mission, my child and my children. You will all go forward, carrying even a heavy cross to the end of the road. For those who are given great graces, much is expected of them. I will say, my child and my children, more is expected of them. Now Jesus is looking to the right and the left, and he's placing his hand out in front of him like this, the three fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you in the spirit of light. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. You will understand why, my children, soon. Now Jesus is passing across our left side. He's standing directly over the first tree. Now he's bending forward and extending his right hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning and he's pointing over to the center of the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue. There's a tremendous, I don't understand it, but there's a tremendous black cross now appearing in the sky. Oh, I don't know. It's a very, very heavy black cross. I don't really feel good at seeing this. It's a very ominous looking sign. It's a very large black cross. Now Jesus is cutting across the sky. Our Lady now has come from the left side of the tree, the first tall tree, and she's following Jesus, and he's cutting across the sky to our right side. He's standing directly between the two trees, and now he's placing his left hand, it seems to be right near his heart, and he's bending over now and making the sign of the cross with his three fingers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming over to Jesus, and they are looking, I believe they're conversing. I can't hear anything, but Our Lady is standing there face to face. There's something they're communicating. Now Our Lady is turning, and they're coming across the sky. They just seem to be carried in the wind. They don't walk. It's just beautiful to watch the way they go across the sky, like they're weightless. Now Our Lady and Jesus are facing forward, and Michael is behind them. He covers the whole sky behind them. And Our Lady now and Jesus are placing out one hand like this, and there are rays coming from Jesus' right hand. And Our Lady has her right hand extended, almost like they're two hands of one individual, and the light is coming forward, streams of white light. They seem to be coming past Our Lady's hand. The light is coming past over our heads and back into the area behind us in the crowds. And Jesus, too, as he's raising his hand, the streams of light are going directly behind us into the crowd. Just beautiful. I can't explain. The light is like sheer glass cutting through. It's beautiful. Now, as Jesus is placing his hand across his chest like this, the light is dying down, and I can't explain. They seem to be just evaporating away. Now they're it's very, very dim all about Our Lady and Jesus, and they're backing up now. My child, we are not leaving. We are now standing here in prayer and meditation. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together like this, very close to her, and Jesus now is standing with his hand over his heart like this. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on December 31st, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.